Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is a community comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy. It's 3 weeks till midterm elections, which will be held on November 8th. Up for election is 435 seats in the House of Representatives and 35 seats in the Senate. The Senate is currently split right now, 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. In the House, Republicans are defending 212 seats and the Democrats 220. Midterm elections are a big deal. It's finally the voters' chance to voice their opinion on the last 2 years. Will it be a vote to sustain the Democrats in power, or to tell the Democrats to hit the road and punish them by electing Republicans to office? If the Democrats are somehow elected to office, then the country is in essence voicing their approval of high inflation, lockdowns, mandates, January 6 investigations, and a tanking stock market. Typically, midterm elections are not a good year for the party whose president is in office. Even for a popular president like Barack Obama, a Democrat president, in the midterm elections in 2010, the Republicans added 6 Senate seats and added 63 seats to the House. In fact, the president's party, on average, has lost 28 seats in the House and 4 seats in the Senate on midterm elections. This is statistical data that's going back from 1934 to 2018, covering 22 midterms. I'm actually looking forward to seeing the Democrats lose some power, and I look forward to seeing some more balance in our government. I think we have a lot of issues facing us, and the solutions to those issues are not easy. I wouldn't go so far as to venture that it's one political party over the other that will solve all our issues. I'm a little over the political party system that we've been living under. I think we need a smart, limited government with good leadership. Lately, however, we've had unlimited growth government and almost no leadership with Joe Biden. So with inflation at 8.2% and the S&P 500 down 23%, with endless investigations into January 6th, with lockdowns that destroyed our economy and gave us inflation, with Russia feeling emboldened enough under Joe Biden's watch to invade Ukraine, how will you vote this November 8th? This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.